USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Schools can reopen safely if proper precautions are taken amid the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to the CDC. The CDC is recommending schools that resume in-person learning mandate masks on students and staffers, implement strong hand-washing procedures, and ramp up cleaning of facilities. Senators are asking questions of House managers and Trump lawyers during the former president's impeachment trial. One of the former president's attorneys, Michael Vanderveen, says those prosecuting Trump did not do their homework.
And that's the problem with this entire proceeding. The House managers did zero investigation.
If neither side wants additional witnesses, final arguments will take place on Saturday, followed by the final vote. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States has contracted for 600 million coronavirus vaccine doses, enough to vaccinate everyone with two doses. He says as spring turns into summer, everyone should be eligible to receive a vaccine. When it comes to wearing masks, one of the top infectious disease experts tells ABC's Good Morning America,
there's still going to be the important need to wear masks. I think we still need to do that. You want to avoid congregate settings, but you can gradually get to the situation where you might open up restaurants with limited seating and things like that. But I think we're going to be wearing masks for several months into the future.
The third anniversary of the Parkland School massacre is being marked with the Day of Service and Love across South Florida. Broward County Public Schools Superintendent Robert Runcie says we remember the victims specifically today, but they're never forgotten. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, students in some schools are continuing to get a good education during the coronavirus pandemic.
As politicians and teachers' unions continue to put the kids' interests last, many Americans are making the jump to Catholic schools. The reason is simple. Catholic schools are open for in-class learning, and public schools, for the most part, are not. Tom Carroll, the school superintendent for the Boston Archdiocese, tells Fox News there's no reason to keep public schools closed.
Well, the real fact is they can open, and we've proven they can. So we have 35,000 people in our schools across 100 schools, and we have virtually no cases. And currently we have no spread within the schools.
Mr. Carroll goes on to say the science is clear that there is no substitute for in-person learning, especially for poor and minority children most in danger of falling behind. The National Catholic Education Association reports it has a total enrollment of 1.6 million students across America. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court will hear all oral arguments this month through telephone conference. The announcement made Friday is to follow public health guidance on COVID-19 spread. All justices and counsel will take part remotely. Oral arguments are scheduled to be heard at 10 a.m. each day, and there will be three-minute pauses between proceedings on days where more than one case will be heard. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.